Welcome and thank you for joining us for the service at Plymouth Presbyterian Church in St. Helens, Oregon. This is from the October 5th, 2025 service at Plymouth, the 18th Sunday after Pentecost, and World Communion Sunday. The sermon will be delivered by the Reverend Patricia Berger. I choose you and appointed you, said the Lord.
To grow fruit that will last.
God is love.
And those who abide in love abide in God, and God abides in them.
Next is the hymn, Great is Thy Faithfulness. Next is the hymn, Breathe on Me, Breath of God.
Thank you. Scripture reading, is a reading from the book of 2 Timothy. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, for the sake of the promise of life that is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my beloved child, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I am grateful to God, whom I worship with a clear conscience as my ancestors did, when I remember you constantly in my prayers night and day. Recalling your tears, I long to see you that I may be filled with joy. I am reminded of your sincere faith, a faith that lived first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and now I'm sure lives in you. For this reason, I remind you to rekindle the gift of God that is within you through the laying on of my hands. For God did not give us a spirit of cowardice, but rather a spirit of power and of love and of self-discipline. Hold to the standard of sound teaching that you have heard from me in the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. Guard the good treasure entrusted to you with the help of the Holy Spirit living within us. This is the word of the Lord. Next is the hymn, Love Your Lord Your God. Gospel according to Luke. Hear what Spirit is saying to the church. The apostles said to the Lord, increase our faith. The Lord replied, if you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you could save the mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it would obey you. Whoever among you would say to your slave who has just come in from plowing or tending sheep in the field, come here at once and take your place at the table. Would you not rather say to him, prepare supper for me, Lord? Put on your apron and serve me while I eat and drink. Later you may eat and drink. Do you thank the slave for doing what you commanded? So you also, when you have done all that you were ordered to do, say, we are worthless slaves. We have done only what we ought to have done. The word of our Lord. Thanks be to God. We might ask the very same thing of Jesus that his disciples did that day. Increase our faith. And especially we might have asked the same thing if we'd been in Jesus' presence that day. Increase our faith. He had just told them that faith stumbling opportunities existed and that it would not go well for them if they were the ones who caused someone to stumble. It would be better if a millstone were hung round their neck and it was thrown into the sea.
And if one were sinned against 7 times in one day, and forgiveness were asked 7 times, that was how many times forgiveness needed to be given. Oh my goodness, please increase our faith. And about here, can you imagine that Jesus was potentially rolling the divine eyes? And he said to them, basically, you have plenty of faith. We just heard from the Gospel of Luke, Jesus saying to the disciples, if you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you could save this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it would obey you. Each one of us has a mustard seed in our bulletin this morning. You may have known the size of a mustard seed. Now you have one to look at. My guess is that even when we think we don't have enough faith, we would know that we had more than the size of that mustard seed. Likely, we won't be needing to move mulberry trees, period, much less than planting them in the sea. Still, there may be days when we think that what is being asked of us is that large of a task. And here is Jesus telling his disciples that they could do that, or whatever it is that God is asking of us on a given day, because that is how much faith we have been given. The word that is used for faith here translates better as loyalty or reliability. Jesus saw his task as bringing Israel back to God's way, and those who worked with him would need to be loyal to that project. He would need to be able to count on them. They might not actually need to uproot mulberry trees and plant them in the sea. And yet, some days, the disciples might have thought that that would have been easier, actually, than what they were asked to do. And some days, so do ours. Think about headlines that have claimed our attentions this week. There have been shootings. There's confusion in Washington, D.C. and around our country. Things in the Middle East seem not to be able to be calmed. Increase our faith and that of others. Everywhere, we wonder what might be asked of us, how we might be able to be helpful in any of these situations. Likely, we won't be asked to play major parts in any huge situation, and yet we ask ourselves, what can I do? How might I be involved in helping? Especially on this World Communion Sunday, we're conscious of how the people of Christ everywhere are asking themselves these very same questions. We say in our communion prayer, by the baptism of Jesus' death, suffering, and resurrection, you, God, gave birth to your church in your whole world. And those of us who are the church today wonder and ask in prayer, how can we be helpful? We hear every Sunday in our joys and concerns of prayer about family members and friends, people at the church and people in the community who are in need of our prayer. And we include them in our prayer, and our prayer makes a difference. Some of those prayers seem as if helping would be like moving a mulberry tree. And yet, we can do remarkable things because God needs to have them done. God chooses one of us or some of us to do them and helps us to make them happen. It may require more than attending worship regularly and generally doing our best. We know that. And it requires that too. David Loess wrote that, it never occurs to most of us that being a good friend or working at jobs to keep food on the table or to keep the world running or paying your taxes or any of the other ordinary stuff we do every day has anything to do with our Christian faith. It does. One example in our church is the work that our deacons do. My favorite example of that is the phone calls that each one of our deacons makes every month, checking in with each person on her list. Each of you is on one of the deacons' lists. Now, I've been in churches where reports of those calls are, well, Jim is okay, and Tom is fine, and Joe wasn't home. Any of you who are deacons in this church know that that is not how those reports go in this church. We get long, involved stories of phone calls that these people have had, and we know the things that are going on in other people's lives. A good bit of every meeting is spent with each deacon making those reports. And today, obviously, a large part of our congregation is not here. They are at Warm Springs Presbyterian Church, leading and participating in worldwide communion worship there. That church is a mission church of our presbytery, which means that anyone who is a member of any Presbyterian church in our presbytery is a member also of the Warm Springs Church. That church right now, as many of you know, is without a pastor. They're just getting the remodel of their manse done, so now they'll be able to say to a potential pastor, and we have a place where you could live in town, close to the church. And they took communion elements and coffee hour refreshments with them. We hope they had a safe journey and that they'll have a safe journey coming home. And we'll be anxious to hear stories. They also took with them drinking water that was left over from our cruise-in night. So they've got some more water over there now, which is fabulous. And the check from donations that you all left after refreshments last Sunday, plus $100 from the deacons, the check totaled $175. They are going to be most grateful. As I close, let's remember part of what Gina read for us this morning from 2 Timothy. I remind you to rekindle the gift of God that is within you. For God did not give us a spirit of cowardice, but rather a spirit of power and of love and of self-discipline.
Next is the hymn, There's a Wideness in God's Mercy. Next is the hymn, Be Known to Us in Breaking Bread.
Helping us every bit of the way. Amen.